Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexander Betts, and I'm Professor of Forced Migration and International Affairs at Oxford University, where I lead the Refugee Economies Programme. We undertake interdisciplinary research to support socioeconomic inclusion of refugees, and we're privileged to be supported by the IKEA Foundation. In this session, we want to inspire you by showing how business and philanthropy can transform refugee assistance. And we're going to do that by exploring how IKEA has been supporting refugees through both its core business and the foundation in three broad areas. First, supporting refugees' access to skills for employment. Second, integrating refugee-produced products into supply chains. And third, changing the narrative. Today, excitingly, the group will announce a series of new pledges in the context of this global refugee forum. But we also want to have an open dialogue, one in which other businesses and organizations working in this space can learn from the extraordinary IKEA experience and journey of working with and on behalf of refugees. I'm therefore delighted to introduce our three speakers. To my right is Per Hegenes, CEO of the IKEA Foundation, the philanthropic arm of IKEA. To my immediate left is Vaishali Misra, who leads IKEA range and supply. And to my far left is Tolga Unja, who is COO of the Inca Group, formerly known as the IKEA Group. But before we begin our conversation, we'd like to show you a brief 2-minute video to provide you with some context and background.
In an interconnected world, all problems belong to all of us, and therefore all of us have to be engaged in solutions.
What we can contribute with most is to look at the opportunity side, to use the inclusiveness of our values and our people perspective.
I started to work with IKEA as a cashier. Everyone came to welcome me, so I started to make friends. So now I'm shift coordinator. My next step to be team leader, then supervisor, then manager, then the store manager. Having a job in the UK as a refugee, it's very important. I'm so proud of my life now.
So we are there, we're coming with empowering more and building up Jordan for sure, scaling up, but looking into similar kind of other geographical areas which has these challenges.
أنا من الشام من سوريا صليت 7 سنين هون بالأردن. بحلم إني أرجع نفس البيت طبعاً وإني أعيش أنا وأولادي لأنه ما بحاول إني أقارن مشان ما أتشتت أول شغلة أنا لا شتت أولادي لأني ما حقدر أصلاً رجع الشيء اللي صار اللي كان تجميل بشتغل بالبيت بس ضمن أولادي نحو أولادي وبالبيت يعني. شغل التطريز يعتبر هو فن ورسم.
Local economy is part of the rise of the community, the livelihood developments, the community developing itself, finding opportunities to live as a normal community, and in this case, refugees and host community together.
غير تدريب عن هاي مهار وريد ساعد لي أهلي نورش أي وزارة ساقة داي المهار كبيرة داي كستي روحي أدي سيداي كارك قادين كلا كالمي سيداي ويا نورلي والألق والكست ولأنها دق فرو معايا.
Violence, discrimination, persecution, bad governance, in various types of combination, these things are the ones that cause refugee problem. What if these did not exist anymore? What if we were finally able to work together again? What if I was the last UN High Commissioner for Refugees? What if this happened because there were no more refugees, or no more need to define people as refugees?
To get us started, I'd like to invite each of the panelists to give us a brief 3-minute overview of the work they've been doing and the pledge that they're making today. Tolga, let's start with you.
Okay. super big pleasure to be here in Geneva in the first Global Refugee Forum and to